Our scripture tonight comes from James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Tonight, for our New Year's Eve message, as we embark on a new year, I want to share from the thought, what will you give up for the new year? What will you give up for 2021? As we are on the eve of a new year, many of us have determined we need to make some changes so that we do not repeat the same mistakes in 2021. Only you know what you need to sacrifice or give up to reach your resolution goals. However, research shows 43% of people expect to give up their New Year's resolutions by February. Here is a familiar expression. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We hear it said all the time, but what does it mean and where does it come from? It comes from 1 Samuel chapter 15 when Samuel said, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?" To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Samuel says that while the sacrifices of rams is one step in obedience under the old covenant, true obedience means you are willing to obey God in all things. Those who are truly obedient, let God be God. We are willing to stay in our proper place with God, a place of dependence and complete surrender to his goodness. Jesus did not say, "If you love me, sacrifice for me." Instead, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." The psalmist David said, "Commit thy way unto the Lord." When we commit to the Lord, we are completely surrendering our will to his will. And my brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that it is not easy. Complete submission requires us to give up or surrender ourselves in ways we never thought possible. So let us look at how we can surrender ourselves wholly and completely to the Lord. What can we give up for 2021? First, my brothers and sisters, we need to give up control. Yes, we need to give up control. We need to stop trying to second guess God. He has a plan for your life, and he is working that plan. God wants us to deny ourselves and give him the final say when we are charting out the course of our lives. Adam and Eve disobeyed God because they thought they knew better than him, and the result proved disastrous. In contrast, while Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted, he denied his own impulses and followed God's will. In this 21st century, where we are so used to having control over so many things, we often rush to call our own shots and fail to seek God's will for our lives. However, this pandemic has changed that, and we realize that we are no longer in control, that God is the one that has to order our steps. And as a direct result, the decisions that we often make burdens our shoulders, hinders our prayers, corrupts our hearts, pollutes our desires, and steals our victory. We become blinded by our mistakes, limited by our abilities, and our ears become deafened to the word of God. However, when we relinquish control of our lives to the one who has all power and allow his spirit to guide and direct us, Ezekiel says, there shall be showers of blessings. There will be a change in the way you and I respond to the word of God. There will be a change on how we trust the promises of God, how we yield to the Spirit of God, and there will be a change in how we approach the throne of God. My brothers and sisters, we need to give up control, but secondly, we must give up expectations. Abraham followed God's call to leave his homeland and travel to the place God promised his descendants, even though he did not know how it would all work out. His only expectation was that the one true and living God would go before him. Abraham left everything behind and moved forward into the future that God had prepared for him. And look how it turned out. Abraham became the father of many nations. His covenant with the Lord would last until a new covenant would be ushered in with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Remember the nighttime visit by Nicodemus? When Nicodemus was talking to Jesus, he had a hard time understanding what God's grace was really about, because he was used to thinking in terms of the religious structure of the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus said, "You are Israel's teacher, and do you not understand these things?" Sometimes we just cannot know what's going on or what's coming next. God does not guarantee any future circumstances or uninterrupted prosperity, but we can trust that God will be with us through whatever circumstances we face, and that God will work with us to fashion a future of goodness even from the most hopeless situations. Paul said, "All things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose." And it must be so, because Jesus transformed a mountainside into a Bible conference with Peter, James, and John. Jesus transformed a fishing boat into an evangelist's platform by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus transformed a community well into a counseling room for the Samaritan woman. And he transformed the shadows of the evening into an opportunity to lead Nicodemus into a new birth experience. This is the only expectation you and I should live with, that the Lord will give you a righteousness that can never be tarnished, a peace that can never be troubled, a foundation that can never be moved, a promise that will never be broken, and a future that will never be regretted. Remember, my brothers and sisters, we need to give up control. We need to give up our expectations. And finally, we must give up superiority. God does not care about any of those artificial lines we draw to make ourselves feel superior to one another. You make more money than me. You have a bigger house than me. You drive a better car than me. You had more education than me. You wear nicer clothes than me. If we have learned nothing else during the COVID pandemic, it is that all of us are essential. God wants us to let go of all those status symbols and judgmental attitude toward each other, because they are meaningless to him. When Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well, he broke all kinds of social conventions. Samaritans and Jews did not intermingle. The Samaritans were considered of mixed blood because they intermarried with the Mesopotamia and Syria. But the Jews could be considered mixed blood also because of the intermarrying while in Babylonian exile. It was kind of like the pot calling the kettle black. Even so, the religious hierarchy around her were too busy and self-important to hear what she had to say or to share the grace of the old covenant with her. Still, this Samaritan woman's life was such a mess that speaking to her could have jeopardized Jesus' reputation as a holy man. But Jesus shared his message of grace and freedom with the woman anyway, knowing that in her humility, she would actually hear and respond. We hear the Lord more clearly when we cease to view ourselves through the eyes of our world's social structure. There's no difference between a rich man and a beggar, a doctor and a plumber, white or black, a teenager and a senior. We are all sons and daughters of the Lord, and we are all made in the same image. Lecrae Devon Moore, simply known as Lecrae, is an American Christian rapper, songwriter, record producer, and actor. He is the president and co-founder of Reach Records and president of the nonprofit organization Reach Life Ministries. At a conference in 2015, Lecrae went to a department store to buy a t-shirt. Not a fancy silk or diamond studded shirt, just a plain cotton t-shirt. As he pulled one from the rack, he noticed the price tag and thought to himself, this must be mismarked. So he pulled another one, only to find the same price on the tag. Skeptical, he approached the salesperson to question the exorbitant price of $640. The salesperson told him the price was correct. $640 was the special sale price. He asked her what could possibly be so special about this t-shirt to warrant such a high price. Am I going to be healed of some disease when I put this on? He mockingly asked. Am I going to get some kind of superpower? The sales clerk replied, it's the designer's name on it that adds value to it. And people really worship his label. Lecrae asked her the same question I asked you tonight. Do you know how valuable you are because of whose name is on you? Your worth is not determined by your station in this life or the job you have or the car you drive. Your value has nothing to do with the name stitched on your jeans, J-E-A-N-S, but in the name stitched in your genes, G-E-N-E-S. Your value has nothing to do with the logo on your shirt or the brand of your shoes. Your value is not determined by whether you shop at Walmart or whether you shop at Macy's. God is the only designer that we should worship, for we are his handiwork. We are made in his image. We are made in his likeness. We are designed by his hands. We are created to do his will. So my brothers and sisters, give it up. Give up control. Give up expectations. Give up superiority for 2021. Let God take control of all that is in you in 2021. If you surrender your all to Jesus, your life will be saved by his grace, lifted by his love, and redeemed through his blood. If you give it all to Jesus, you will be calmed through his peace, comforted by his presence, strengthened by his power, encouraged by his promises, and sustained by his touch. The same God who kept us through all that went on in 2020 is the same God who will keep us in 2021. Just give him control. That's the New Year's Eve message for the people of God. May God add a richer blessing to the preached word. Maybe there's someone on our worship call tonight. As you conclude and look back over this past year, maybe you realize and recognize that you need to give your life to Christ. Well, I want to extend that invitation to you through the power of prayer. Repeat this prayer with me. I acknowledge that you, Jesus, are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross, that your blood was shed for my sins, and that you arose from the grave and conquered death. I understand that I was born a sinner, and I have sinned by disobeying your commandments. I ask you to forgive me for these sins. Please change my heart to be like yours, loving and full of forgiveness. Help me obey your teachings as recorded in the Bible. Bring people into my life who can help me on this new path. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Thank you for saving me from death and giving me new life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.